The Gemara Masechta Kedushin, Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, teaches us Amar Rav Safra Meshum Rav Shua Ben Chananya. My Diksiv, this that the pasuk says Vishinantam Vanecha, says the Gemara Al Tikri Vishinantam. Don't pronounce the word Vishinantam, Ella Vishilashtem. Not triplicate. And as Rashi explains, that if the pasuk would have just said Vishinisem, it would teach us to learn everything once. But the fact that the pasuk uses the word Vishinantam with that extra nun comes to teach us two more times. 2 + 1 = 3. To teach us La'olam Yashlish Adam Shnaisav, a person should divide his time. Shlish b'mikra, learning a third chumash. Shlish b'mishnah, a third mishnah. V'shlish b'talmud, and a third learning gemara. Ask the gemara, miyodei kamachai. Does a person know for how long he'll live that he knows that he should divide his life into three mikra, mishnah, gemara? Answer the gemara, tzricha l'yomei, two pshatim. One pshat is 2 days a week. Chumash, 2 days a week. Mishnah is 2 days a week. Gemara. Another pshat is a third of the day Chumash, a third of the day Gemara, and a third of the day Mishnah is. According to the first pshat, that it's 2 + 2 + 2, Shabbos is left for Chazara. The Chassam Sofer explains that why do we have to have these three different limudim? Because learning Chumash prevents a person from doing an Aveira b'mezid. Learning Mishnayis prevents them from doing an Aveira b'shoigeg. And they're still concerned that the person may think that what he's doing is permitted. And that's why you learn Gemara. The Gemara says, Shlish b'mikra, which means Chumash. Shlish b'mishnah means Mishnayis. What does Shlish b'talmud mean? So there's a machloikus rishonim. Rashi explains Shlish b'talmud refers to understanding what the Mishnayis says and why the halach is the way the halach is presented. And the Rambam says to understand the source for every halacha. And the Shulchan Aruch Rav explains that the Rambam is very much l'shitasoi, because the Rambam, who authored the Mishnah Torah, which only says the halacha without giving the reason, is here to tell us what the halachas are. And Rashi actually feels that Talmud has two elements to it. One is to understand what the Mishnah says, and the other part is to understand the why what is said is said. So obviously the Rishonim ask, if that's what our Gemara says is the way that we're supposed to learn, why don't we learn that way nowadays? We don't find Shlish b'mikra, Shlish b'mishnah, Shlish b'talmud. So Tosfos quotes Rav Amram Goyim. He says that that's why we say every day Psukei de Zimra. And indeed in the Psukei de Zimra are included Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. And that's how we fulfill this Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam says that the reason we learn the way we learn, because we learn Talmud Bavli, and explains Rabbeinu Tam, the why is Talmud Bavli indeed called Talmud Bavli. So he explains that the reason Talmud Bavli is called Talmud Bavli, it Bavli is from the word bolol, that it's mixed together. So in the Gemara that we learn, we have Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. The Rambam says that when the Gemara says that you're supposed to learn Mishnah, Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, the Gemara means only when you begin learning. But as you get deeper into the learning, you don't need to learn only Gemara. And the Ramah explains that in earlier times, where people were more successful in their learning, it was enough for them to learn Mikra 2 days a week, as we said before, Mishnah 2 days, Gemara, and they were successful in all of the learning. We, however, aren't on that madrega, need to spend more time on Mishnah and Gemara, because if we won't spend that time on the Mikra, on the Mishnah and Gemara, we won't succeed in our, we won't indeed succeed necessarily in our learning. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchis Talmud Torah, how does the Shulchan Aruch, which is essentially the same as what the Rambam says, pask in the Shaila? Says the Shulchan Aruch, Chayv Odom L'Shalish L'Mudoy, a person has to divide his learning into three, Shlish B'Tarish B'Ksav, Dino Abom V'Esra, the 24th form of Tanakh, Shlish B'Mishnah, Hayna Tarish B'Peh, Upirish Tarish B'Ksav Klazeh, Shlish b'Talmud and Shiyovim v'Haskel Akros Dovim Rishoysoi, understand everything v'Yotze Dovim mitav Dover v'Yid b'Dovel Dover v'Yodin b'Midah Shatar n'Dreshes b'Hem Ad Shiyede Heich Ika Amitzvus v'Heich Yotze Ha'osva Muta u'Kiyotze b'Zed Vrom Shlomet b'Yeshua Keitzer Ha'Yibal Omnus V'Yisiv M'Lachto. It says the Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you have a job and you work 3 hours a day Gimel Shas B'Yoyim. V'tes b'Torah, and you spend 9 hours of your day learning. Kari gimel mehem b'Torah shebiksav, begimel b'Torah shebapeh, or begimel yavin davar b'Torah davar. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. V'medvar mamurim b'tchilas lemudah shel adam. When you begin learning, avuk shiagdu b'Torah. When you mature, v'lo yitzirch lema Torah shebiksav. When you don't need to learn Torah shebiksav, v'lo lasik tamid b'Torah shebapeh. You should have time set aside to learn Torah Shebiksav. V'divrei Torah Shebapeh, time to learn Torah Shebapeh. K'doy sh'liyishbach dover medina ha'Torah. You shouldn't forget any of your learning. V'yifne koyom l'tamah b'vav l'fi roichav libay v'yishuv datay. Now the Rambam says, V'yesham shebatam b'vav l'yishubol b'mikra v'mishn b'gimara. By learning Talmud Bavli that has all of these elements in them, you fulfill everything that you need to learn. So now, comments the Taz on this halacha that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. He quotes the Prisha that says, Yesh balabatim noigin lume b'choyoyim, Gemara Pirush Tosfos v'loy Shar Poskim. The people that concentrate all of their time just learning Gemara. And very awesome soif, neither the Tana Debel, Yor Kol Shon Halachos B'Choyoyim Muftak Lo Shubein Olam Haba. However, says the Taz, Avalin Nira the Tzorach Lasik B'Sifrei Poskim, you have to spend time learning Halacha. Kegoyin Afasi Mordcha Oshu V'Demeyim, Ve'en Yoytzim Klal B'Limad Gemara Pirush Tosfos L'Chud. You can't just rely on learning Gemara alone. The heat of Tanad Be'al Yor, Kol Hashana Halachas, Pirush Halachas Pesukas. This that we say, Kol Hashana Halachas B'Kol Yoyim, Muftach Lo Yishu Ben Olam Haba, means learning Halacha. And the Shach says the same. And he explains, when the Ramah says that you learn Bavli, he is referring to the individual who was mentioned in Shulchan Aruch that has 9 hours a day to learn. But an individual who doesn't have 9 hours a day to learn has to concentrate on halacha. And so too is the opinion of the Mishnah Brura in Simen Kuf Nun Hei Sif Katan Gomel. He says people who only learn 3-4 hours a day should not just learn Gemara. You have to learn halacha as well. There's actually an interesting tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos from Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal. In the Shailos HaTshuvos Yochav Adas, Chelek Vav Simen Nun Beis. The person who's posing a shaila to Rav Avadya Yosef Zatzal, saying that he learns the Daf Yomi every day. And now his question is that he wants to leave the Daf Yomi Shir and start going to Ha'alocha Shir. May he do so? So the first part of the tshuva, Rav Avadya Yosef discusses, if somebody has attended a Daf Yomi Shir or done any other Dvar Mitzvah for a period of time, even though he didn't articulate that he's accepting this upon himself as a nether, it's considered a nether that he has to fulfill. And the halacha is, and the reason for that halacha is because when it comes to Nidrei Mitzvah or Nidrei Tzedakah, the threshold of what is considered that somebody accepted upon himself a nether is not that you have to articulate the nether. Just acting in a certain way is considered as if you accepted a nether upon yourself. So in other words, what Rav Avadya Yosef is saying is this individual who has accepted upon himself to learn every day, the person who has accepted to learn every day, Daf Yomi, who has actually acted that way, is considered as if he's an individual who accepted upon himself with a nether to do this. However, he says, given what we just learned now, quoting the Shach and Taz, and he quotes others, he quotes Rav Yonason Eipschitz in the Sefer Yaros Dvash, who says, the Kami Shalom and Hilchas Shabbos al Burian. If, for example, you didn't learn Hilchas Shabbos, Pamayim Vishalosh two or three times, La Yuchel Himalev Mavoin Chil Shabbos Haim Adarais Madarabon. He certainly will violate and be Mechal Shabbos. And he quotes the Kaf HaChayim. Ma Betzah B'Limuda B'Shasah B'Shoinim. What is the value of learning Shasr and Shoinim? Emeinu Masach Shmat Saliva the Hilchasa Bedinim Hamitzuyin V'Meschayva Pipiske Shulchan Aruch V'Benesenu Achroinim Ashpiyam Anochayim. There's no value in learning if you don't know the Halacha L'Maisa. And therefore he says that if you have an individual who has over a period of time attended a Daf Yomi Shir, but now wants to start going to Halacha Shir, he has every right to do so, even if it's considered a nether, and he need not even be matan nether. That's the opinion of Rav Avadya Yosef. I do, however, have to, at the same time, quote a tshuva that I saw from Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud. It's interesting. The person who writes the Shaila to Rav Moshe Zatzal is Rav Simcha Elberg, who gave a very large Daf Yomi Shir in the Aguda Barapak. And Rav Moshe, and the Shaila that's posed to Rav Moshe, and he's making a Siyam Hashas on the Daf Yomi, he invites Rav Moshe to attend the Siyam. And Rav Moshe declines attending the Siyam, because, but he says that even though I can participate in your shir, that when a Siyam Hashas is taking place, it's a yomtiv, it's a simcha for everyone, even for people who did not attend the shir. And therefore I ought to attend, but he says I was busy at that time with another Dvar Mitzvah. And then Rav Moshe goes on with a lengthy tshuva to discuss the obligation that every Jew has to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. And therefore, he says that Daf Yomi, which gives us the opportunity to indeed learn Kol HaTorah Kula, is extremely valuable and extremely important. I also, interestingly enough, saw that the Imri Emes says that this Gemara that says La'olam Yashlam Adam Shnoisov is the source, says the Imri Emes, for when we to do Shnai Mikra V'Achru Targum. Here we see, explains the Imri Emes, the value of the number 3. And that's why when we learn Chumash every week, the Parshas of Shavua, we ought to do, he says, Shnayim Mikra V'Achru Targum. The Shulchan Aruch Harav and Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perek Beis, Sif Tes, says, Mi Shadatak Tzara, Vafilam Oysuk Vatara Harbei, Eina Yochel Lumar El Kama Prokim, a person who's learning, but there's only that much he can learn, says the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Tzarech Shiyakolim Muda Belimin HaMevel De Maisa. If you're limited in your time or in your ability, your main learning should be Halacha L'Maisa. Shein Halacha Satzrichas L'cha Odom Leida Oysun L'kayim HaMitzvahs Kilchatzon, to know the Halachas Ulizor, to what, how to perform the Mitzvahs, Ulizor Milikoshim Yisurim Chas V'Sholom, and to be careful not to fall into doing an Aveira. V'im Dvarim She'efshel L'shel Tom Chacham HaMar B'ir. You can't, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav, always run to a Rav. You can't always run to a Rav to ask you to answer your shailas. You have to be knowledgeable yourself. Or you may not even necessarily know what to ask if you haven't had some background. And therefore, he says, you have to know Roy v'Arachayim k'mat kuloi. You have to really know almost all of Arachayim. Meet your day, a portion of your day. Meet b'Avin Ezra v'Chayish Mishpat. Kol halacha b'rur b'Talmud. You have to know every halacha with its basis mi'a Talmud or Mefarshav, k'maya Rosh or Beis Yosef l'chapachas. So he says, you have to learn this. He also says, and we'll discuss this in Mitzvah Shem, that you have to know, he says, you have to know the Agada. A person has to know Musar. That's also very important, he says, for success. That's also very important for success in one's Avodas Hashem. The Gemara continues here on the bottom of the Amid, in talking about how a person's supposed to learn, know his learning. A person has to have the Divrei Torah clear. They have to be very sharp. If somebody asks you a question, you shouldn't stutter, you shouldn't hesitate. You should be able to answer questions that are posed to you. You should be able to answer questions that are posed to you immediately. And Rabbi Yisrael Salanter explains that when we speak about the mitzvah of Ishinantam of Anecha, there are two parts to it. One is that a person has to know all of Torah, and a person also has to have his mind trained, explains Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, to think like the Torah wants us to think, like the Torah wants us to think. Even though the Gemara here says that as soon as you're asked a question, emelay miyad, you have to be able to answer immediately, as Tosfos, that the Gemara in Masechta Bava Metzi, Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Beis, suggests that a Talmud Chacham is supposed to be modest and not really reveal everything that he knows. And here it says, Emelay Miyad. Shurbein Atam says that what the Gemara means there is that if somebody asks you, did you learn a certain Masechta? So Talmud Chacham is supposed to be modest and not jump and say, yeah, I learned that Masechta. But that's not what this Gemara means. He says, this Gemara is saying if somebody asks you a halacha, you should be able to answer the question you're asked immediately. Another pshat, he says, is that the Gemara that the Rishonim suggests, if the Gemara here is speaking to Talmid HaChamim, and the Gemara over here, as it speaks to Talmid HaChamim, tells the Talmid HaChamim that when you're asked a question and it's your job to answer that question, you should be prepared to answer the question in an appropriate, clear, articulate manner.